Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 16th of May 2022. Essence. Sweet children, you belong to God's family. The law of God's family is to live in the consciousness of brotherhood. The law of the Brahmin family is to live as brothers and sisters. Therefore, there can be no impure vision. Question: In which way is the confluence age beneficial? Answer: At this time, the father comes personally in front of his beloved children and plays the part of the father, teacher, and Satguru. This is the beneficial time when you children understand and follow the Father's unique instructions for changing hell into heaven and for granting salvation to everyone. Question: How is your renunciation Sato Pradhan? Answer: You remove the entire old world from your intellects. By having this renunciation, you only remember the Father and the inheritance. You also remain pure and take precautions about your diet. By doing this, you become deities. The renunciation of the sannyasis is limited, not unlimited. Song: No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. Firstly, the father tells the children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. The Father said Man above 5,000 years ago as well. Forget all bodily relations and consider yourselves to be bodiless souls. Does each one of you consider yourself to be a soul? None of you considers yourself to be the Supreme Soul, do you? They even sing about sinful souls, charitable souls, and great souls. The term Great Supreme Soul is never used. When a soul becomes pure, he receives a pure body. Alloy then becomes mixed in the soul. The father explains to the children with tact. It is definite that, as souls, we are all brothers, and in terms of the body, we are brothers and sisters. Many couples who are sitting here would be upset if they were told to consider themselves to be brother and sister. However, this law is explained. The father of all of us souls is the one father, and so we are brothers. Then, when we enter human bodies, we are the creation of the father of people, Brahma. Therefore, his mouth-born creation must definitely be brothers and sisters. Everyone speaks about the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father is the creator of heaven, and since we are his children, why should we not become the masters of heaven? However, heaven is in the golden age. It isn't that the Father comes and creates a new world. The Father comes and changes the old world and makes it new. That is, he changes this world. Therefore, the Father has come here. He gave the inheritance of heaven to Bharat. The biggest temple, Somnath, is the memorial of that. Surely there was the one deity religion in Bharat at that time, and there were no other religions. All others came about afterwards. Therefore, all other souls were definitely with the Father in the land of Nirvana. The people of Bharat were liberated in life. They were in the Sun Dynasty clan. They now have lives of bondage. There is the example of King Janak, who received liberation in life in a second. The whole of heaven has liberation in life, although within that each one's status is received according to his own efforts. Everyone has liberation in life. Therefore, the bestower of liberation and liberation in life must be the one Satguru, but no one knows this. Everyone is now in bondage to Maya. It is said that the ways and means of God are unique. He gives Srimat. He definitely comes. At the end, everyone will say, O God. You now say, O God, your ways and means of changing this hell into heaven are unique. You know you are studying Easy Raja Yoga once again. This was also taught a cycle ago at the confluence. The Father himself says, Beloved children, I only come in front of you children. He is the Supreme Father as well as the Supreme Teacher. He gives knowledge. No one else can give the knowledge of this world cycle. No one knows the beginning, the middle, or the end, or the history and geography of the world. Nor does anyone know how the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, accomplishes the tasks of establishment and destruction. You children have now come to know everything. It doesn't take God long to change humans into deities. This is his praise. It is also said, God washes the impure clothes. Each of you should ask yourself, Am I pure or impure? There is the throne of the immortal image. Where is the throne of the immortal image? It must be in the supreme abode, that is, in the Brahm element. We souls also reside there. It is also called the immortal throne, where no one can yet go. We reside in the sweet home, and Baba also lives there. However, there are no chairs or couches, etc., to sit on there. There you are bodiless. Therefore, you should explain that you receive liberation in life in a second. That is, you become worthy. The Father says, Remember Shiv Baba and the land of Vishnu. At the moment, you are sitting in the land of Brahma. You are the children of Brahma as well as the children of Shiv Baba. If you do not consider yourselves to be brothers and sisters, you indulge in the vice of lust. This is God's family. You children are sitting here. Dada, the grandfather, is here. The father is here. And you are their children. You are the children of Shiv Baba through Brahma. You are the grandchildren of Shiva. When you are in human bodies, you are brothers and sisters. At this time, you are brothers and sisters in a practical way. This is the clan of Brahmins. Your intellects have to understand this. You receive liberation in life in a second, but the status will be varied. Maya, who causes sorrow, doesn't exist there. It isn't that Ravan is burnt from the beginning of the Golden Age until the end of the Iron Age, like they say, that they have been burning him since the beginning of time. That is impossible. How could devils exist in heaven? The Father has said this is the devilish community, and they have used the names Akasur, Bakasur. They also say that Krishna grazed cows. This part was also enacted. All of you are the cows of Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba feeds you with the grass of knowledge. He is the one who feeds you with grass and also the one who sustains you. People go to the temples and sing praise of the deities. You are full of all the divine virtues, whereas we are degraded sinners. They cannot call themselves deities, so they call themselves Hindus. The original name is Bharat. It is said in the Gita, I come in Bharat when there is defamation of religion. Hindustan is not mentioned in the Gita. God speaks. God is the incorporeal one, and everyone knows him. In heaven, all are human beings with divine virtues. They are the ones who take 84 births, so they will definitely go from heaven to hell. There must be a meaning to being called worshippers and worthy of worship. Sri Krishna is foremost in being worthy of worship. Infancy is known as the Satopradhan stage. The age of childhood is the Sato stage, and youth is the Rajo stage. Old age is the Tamo stage. The world also goes through these stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. After the Iron Age, the Golden Age has to come. The Father comes at the confluence age. This is the most beneficial age. There cannot be any other age like this one. To come down from the Golden Age to the Silver Age is not beneficial. If 2 celestial degrees are lost, how could it be called a beneficial age? When you come down to the Copper Age, there is a further decrease in degrees, so that is not a beneficial age either. This confluence age is beneficial. It is when the Father grants salvation, especially to Bharat and the whole world in general. You are now making effort to go to heaven. The Father says, only this deity religion gives happiness. You have forgotten your religion, which is why you go into other religions. In fact, your religion is the highest. You are now studying Raja Yoga once again, so you must follow Srimat. All others are following the devilish dictates of Ravan. The 5 vices are in everyone, and out of those, impure arrogance comes first. The Father says, Shed body consciousness and become soul conscious. Become bodiless. You have forgotten me, your father. This is also a game of becoming lost in the maze. Some say, since we have to fall again, why make effort? However, if you don't make effort, how would you claim the kingdom of heaven? You must also understand the drama. There is only this one world, and the cycle continues to turn. In the beginning, it is the golden age, the age of truth. They also say that history and geography of the world repeat. So, when does it begin? How will it repeat? You make effort for that. The father says, I have come once again to teach you Raja Yoga, which you are now studying. The kingdom will be established. The Yadavas and the Kauravas will be destroyed, and there will be victory. Then the gates to liberation and liberation in life will open. Until then, the gates remain closed. The gates open when the war takes place. The father comes as the guide and takes you home. He is also the liberator. He liberates you from the claws of Maya. Many people are caught in the chains of gurus. They are very afraid that if they don't follow their guru's orders, he may curse them. However, they don't follow the orders of their guru anyway. He is pure and viceless, whereas they are impure and indulge in vice. People have so much faith in the gurus, yet they don't even realize what they are doing. That is the influence of the path of devotion. You have now become sensible and wise. You understand that Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are residents of the subtle region. Out of them, Brahma and Vishnu have parts here, but Shankar has no need to come here. Jagadamba, brackets the world mother, Jagadpita, brackets the world father, and you children are here. They show goddesses with many arms. There are innumerable images. All of those images belong to the path of devotion. Human beings are human beings. They also show Radhe and Krishna as having four arms. At the time of Deep Mala, they worship Mahalakshmi, which represents two arms for Lakshmi and two arms for Narayan. This is why they are both worshipped in their combined form. This is the path of the household. There's nothing else here. They show Kali with a long tongue and Krishna as dark blue. Because the deities fall onto the path of sin, they become ugly. Then, by sitting on the pyre of knowledge, they become beautiful. Even the world mother, who is such a sweet mother, the one who fulfills the desires of everyone's heart, is shown as dark in her image. They create so many images of the goddesses. They are worshipped and then sunk in the sea. That is the worship of dolls. Baba says, all of it is fixed in the drama and will happen again. There is so much expansion of the path of devotion. There are so many temples, images and scriptures, etc. Don't even ask. It is a waste of time and a waste of money. People have become those with completely impure intellects. They have become as worthless as shells. The Father says, "You have been stumbling a great deal on the path of devotion, and the Father is now freeing you from all those complications. Simply remember the Father and the inheritance, and definitely remain pure. You must take precautions with your diet, otherwise your mind will become like the food you eat. Sannyasis also have to take birth to householders. That is Rajopradhan renunciation, whereas this is Satopradhan renunciation, because you renounce the entire old world. Their renunciation also has a lot of power. A president will bow to a guru. Bharat was pure. Its praise is sung. The people of Bharat were full of all divine virtues. They have now become completely vicious. Since they go to the temples of the deities, they must belong to that religion. Just as the people who go to the temple of Guru Nanak must belong to the Sikh religion. However, they can't say they belong to the deity religion because they are not pure. The Father says, "I have now come to create the temple of Shiva once again, and only deities will reside in heaven." This knowledge later disappears. The Gita, the Ramayana, etc. will all finish, and then, according to the drama, they will re-emerge at their own times. These are things that have to be understood, because this is the school where human beings come to change into deities. However, a human being can never grant salvation to another human being. They can only give temporary happiness to one another. Here there is temporary happiness, and the rest is nothing but sorrow. In the Golden Age, there is no trace of sorrow. The very name is heaven, the land of happiness. The name heaven is very famous. The Father says, "By all means, stay in your household, but during this last birth, promise the Father, 'Baba, I am your child. I will become pure in this last birth, and definitely claim my inheritance of the pure world.'" It is very easy to remember the Father. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Shed any arrogance of your body and become soul conscious. Practice being bodiless. 2. Understand the drama accurately and make effort. Don't stop making effort by having such thoughts as, "I will do it if it's in the drama." Blessing. May you be an intense effort maker and create an elevated reward by knowing the importance of the confluence age. The confluence age is a short age, and it is only in this age that you can experience the Father's company. The time of the confluence age and this life are both as valuable as diamonds. As you know the importance of this, you must not allow yourself to leave his company for even a second. If a second has gone, it was not just a second, but a lot that has gone. This is the age in which to accumulate an elevated reward for the whole cycle. If you remember the importance of this age, you will make intense effort and claim royal rights. Slogan: to give everyone love and cooperation is to be a world server. Om Shanti.